Yo, 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 welcome back to Tova TV Podcast, where we talk about any and everything. I hope everybody is having a blessed and fantastic day and, you know, week so far. I'm always accompanied by my amazing co-host, aka wife, aka support system, you know, the whole 10, whole 9.
Key, I'm sorry, you just...
I was gassing you up a little bit, I had to, you know. You can get the audio-only versions of the podcast, what an actual podcast is, on Apple Music Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can actually listen to the podcast for the free on Amazon Prime. We're back to update y'all about the game that happened today. We came out and we were playing a little stagnant, I would say. They jumped out on us early, and, you know, we had to climb out of a hole. Before I get too deep, shout out Action No Mercy, as y'all can see. This is the team, you know. Shout out to them for, you know, us coming together to create something greater and give me an opportunity to play basketball again. But, yeah, so we had our first preseason game today against the Georgia Knights. They are pro-am team that's been established for a little minute. And like I was saying, they jumped out on us early. And of course, we was playing from behind a little bit. The energy wasn't all there, like, in the beginning of the game. And, you know, this is our first time, like, coming together and actually playing with each other. besides practice, of course. I'd say the speed of the game went pretty swell, too. I don't think it was, like, too slow or...
No, it was a very entertaining game. That game, I thoroughly enjoyed watching. It was, like, on Mississippi competitive level.
Okay.
So, y'all back at home, y'all need to go ahead and come to a game. Because they good. They real good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like I said, we battled back. In the second half, we went on a little run. I think they came back and went on another run. Going into halftime, we was down 3 points. I think it was like 47-44.
Mm-hmm.
And they, oddly enough, I don't know if you knew, but I'm going to give you a little inside scoop. They knew our plays. So we had to, like, make adjustments on the fly and, you know, kind of play through adversity when it comes to that. But, you know, we was able to adjust and, like, you know, able to make our offense work for what it could do.
So that just means y'all need to make up some new plays. So now it's time. Y'all may need to go in the chamber.
Yeah.
And fix that.
You think so?
Yeah. But, like, I don't want to just talk about the game. I want to get into the nitty gritty. Like, I don't want no overview. I wanted to talk about it.
I mean, yeah, I was just giving a review first and then we was going to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm getting anxious, y'all. My bad.
The third quarter, our whole mission was to regain the lead. Well, gain the lead coming out of halftime. So, coach said, you know, first 3 minutes, we'll go out there and, you know, get what we need to get. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, we grabbed the lead, and then it was kind of like back and forth. We went on a couple of runs. Of course, they answered. You know, basketball, a game of runs. That tend to happen all the time. But we settled in and was able to, like, build up some momentum, some energy. Side the cold, bro. We got in the huddle and, you know.
Nah, he definitely put
us up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Y'all got to open y'all mouth.
Yeah, that's the energy we needed. And then, you know, things start turning around for us. I think we jumped out 5 and got a little too comfortable. And then they was able to regain the lead. And then fourth quarter came. You know, we was playing basketball. It was really just haymakers being thrown back and forth. And then, you know, I think it was 2 seconds left. We was down 1. I had a coach drew up a pretty solid play for us. And, I had a 3. I took and I got fouled. I went 1-for-3 on the free throws and ended up forcing the overtime when I could have won the game. And I'm not going to lie, I'm annoyed with myself because we didn't win the game. When we got in overtime, we ended up losing by 3. And, you know, they free throw, so I'm supposed to be able to knock them down. And it's frustrating me. But, you know, this is a stepping stone. I'm going to be on my head a little tough. But that's just how I am. I hate losing, honestly.
Yeah, so competitive.
Yeah, I hate losing. I hate losing more than I like winning. You know? So, yeah, we ended up going to overtime. I think it was a 5-minute overtime, and they ended up getting the edge on us, and we won by 3. You got some stuff you want to add?
I just want to talk about the game from like both teams' perspectives. Like, I don't want to talk about the team because both I'm loyal team. To
both teams' perspective.
Yeah, like just like the game, like how the game went. That's what I want to talk about because I'm A&M.
Oh, that's a tongue twister.
Ooh, ain't it? We got a long name. I ain't gonna lie, but it worked in the game though.
Yeah.
But I'm loyal to them. But I will say about the game. So, like, what's the other team name?
Georgia Knights.
So, their team is just big.
Yeah.
They just
big. They got a lot of length.
You know what I mean? But, like, and then strength, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, our team a little bit on the smaller side. Like, y'all all skinny dudes. Like, nobody got, like, that structure that they have.
Ain't nobody walking around like mad brolic.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, in the first half, they was really bullying y'all. Yeah. Like, our point guard and our shooting guard was trying to, like, drive through. But they was, like, David and Goliath. Like,
yeah, they definitely came out and hit us in the mouth. And then, you know, we had to get adjusted to it. So
Like, they play very, very, very rough ball.
Mm-hmm.
But I do appreciate our bigs because our bigs, oh, they went in there and they was, like, on it. Yeah. Oh, y'all
we
did, y'all battle. Did he.
Yeah, we had the battle.
I'm telling you, my boy Drew. My boy Drew. Drew took so many shots to the head. Yeah. I was like, dang. But he was like
actual, like,
yes. Like, nobody, like, physically tried to, like, inflict pain on him. But that man got busted up a couple times. And not one time did that man stop. Yeah. That man could. He was running with his one eye closed and was still trying to get to that ball.
For
the dedication that our team showed was absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, like, Knowing that disadvantage that y'all had, it made me appreciate how y'all played even more. That was a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
And the other team, I love their defense.
Yeah.
Like, they, like, what is it, the Bears? Isn't the Bears the best defense in the NFL?
At one point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember when I was watching it, that's who it was. They like the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their defense is absolutely phenomenal, but they have no shooters.
Yeah, they can't shoot the ball.
They can't shoot, and it's like, once they, it's like, but also, like, the downfall of that is they don't have no balance. So it's like, if they had, like, a mixture of what y'all had on y'all team, I believe that would
be better. Yeah.
Collectively, y'all would be, like, an elite team.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's like, at the end of the day, that's competition.
Right.
But, yeah, they're definitely, like, just brawling. So it's like, that hefty weight, you get tired faster.
Yeah.
So it's like, they have no stamina. So they probably need to go run.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, y'all stamina, even though y'all were all exhausted, like you said prior to, I remember you saying, like, them extra 2 minutes, they something. Y'all play very long quarters. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
yeah, we played 48 minutes.
Yeah, and it's like,
NBA game.
Y'all all kept finding up that little bit, that, like, filling up with that energy to, like, fight for the next
that
quarter.
Second win, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, being that y'all have never, or some people on the team have never played games that long, they still came back and did it overtime.
Right.
And y'all still was right there at the cusp.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like,
and that's what pisses me off so bad, because it's like, I had the game. Like, I was supposed to win the game for us.
You know what I'm saying?
And that would have been a good birthday present.
It definitely would have been a good birthday present. It definitely would have. I will say this about our team, though. At what point in time, they were very selfish with the ball. And I believe that our team needed to work on passing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because y'all don't know each other yet, of course y'all not going to have that trust with each other.
The chemistry, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yet. And it's just like, that's just something I know it's going to come over time. But it's just like, seeing how I got today to actually, like, view each player individually, because, like, y'all are still individuals, y'all are becoming and developing in a team.
Yeah.
It's like, that team's already built that, and it's like, even with y'all having no choice but to play as individuals, like, y'all still came out and did a phenomenal job.
Right.
And this is just preseason, and it's like,
it's the first
them dudes apparently heck yeah, them dudes apparently was talking about they was gonna landslide y'all. Like, who did they think this was?
Yeah,
I feel like our dudes are too confident.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I don't know. I didn't hear him say that, but it's like, you know, we the new team on the block. So, of course, everybody want to.
Y'all
you know,
the rookies.
Yeah, they want to down us, you know.
Y'all a team full of rookies.
But, you know, I got full confidence in my teammates, you know. Like I said, this is the first game of the season. And, you know, we building. And, you know, building that camaraderie, the chemistry. the whole nine. But, you know, all in all, we look pretty good.
Yeah.
We lost by three to a well-established team that, mm-hmm. that play hard, you know. So, I mean, it's just going to get better from here. I think so.
I definitely agree with that, too. I just want y'all to take this as the reflection. Mm-hmm. Take what y'all can back into the chamber, because this game is basically like scrimmaging. It ain't part of the season yet.
Yeah, but you know, all of it play a factor into like how we are during the season. So like, I'm grateful for it, but individually, like, I gotta be better, bro.
Yeah.
And I know
what do you think you could be better at?
Just asserting myself more, because in all honesty, it's like I'm just like trying to gain my confidence back. Because, like, it's really, like, my whole ankle situation. But I got to be, like, more aggressive and, like, assert myself. Because I can hoop. I know I can hoop. A lot of people know I can hoop. It's just, like, I got to show everybody.
And put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, type stuff. But, you know, I'm a little down right now. I'm kicking myself while I'm down, kind of, sort of.
So, but, you know, you can't do that. It's not healthy.
I know, but, you know, I'm just one of the roughest critics. When it comes to me.
But you gotta be a bigger supporter too. This go back to when that pop top we talking about self love. You gotta hug on yourself a little bit more today.
Yeah.
But at the same time, still hold yourself accountable.
Yeah, for sure.
Cause I definitely need like 20 push ups for those missed free throws.
Okay.
I love you, but as the basketball wife I am, we don't miss free throws, boo.
Yeah, you're right. I know.
I can't make a free throw, but in my heart, it's okay. Because if Skibo can go out there and be against all them big-ass dudes with his little self,
yeah,
I know I can do it.
For sure.
I know I can. I'm going to be in practice. Skroosh. Yeah. I did the thing.
We got to get the fundamentals down first before you do all the school. But, yeah, we're going to get you
I can
there.
Go behind my back. I can cross over. I can.
But yeah, y'all see I'm over here icing right now. I'm, you know, trying to make sure I take care of my body, because you know it's gonna be quite a long season, about 4 or 5 months. So that give y'all
plenty of time to pull up to a game, sponsor our team.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like,
come help, show y'all support. For
you know
sure.
what I'm saying. Be there.
Mm-hmm.
Be there. But we will be talking about the games, either posting what Sunday or the following week. We will talk about the game, so we'll give y'all highlights, because we don't know if it'll be like a streaming system, but when it does get one, we will let y'all know.
For sure.
So y'all can tune in that way, because even watching, sharing, everything helps. So if y'all like sports, want to hear about some sports, tune in on Sunday nights.
Facts. For sure. For sure. Coach Stringer got me a birthday gift, and I guess I'm just going to open it on the podcast. Let's see what we got. Okay, it's a beanie. It's a beanie. A brown, well, I guess it's kind of creamish. Action No Mercy beanie.
Oh, that's going to look smooth.
Yeah,
you don't have to stretch it out. You know, you got kind of.
Okay, relax. You're doing too much. I bet you I can fit it. Why you talking all that noise? Look. Oh, snap.
May be for Ra.
No, that's for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see it, man.
Yeah,
I see it.
Oh, you look good, boo.
Yeah, man.
Scared of you.
But we wanted to come on here and give y'all an update or a recap of the game. You got my perspective. I actually played in the game, and her perspective from the stand.
Yeah, my throat a little dry because I've been yelling.
Facts. I heard you.
You hear me do it?
Nah, I did.
I ain't gonna do it on pod. Y'all gotta see it in person. But I did it. You heard him? That was me.
Back.
I had the back boom.
But, yeah, man, I appreciate y'all tuning into the
pod. We had to do keys for key.
Oh, snap. You're right. I'm tripping.
Y'all ain't gonna lie to y'all. Y'all gonna have to hold me accountable, because I definitely did not read. But I was busy. So. Let's see what we're going to learn about today.
Get it off your chest. I'm tripping. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. You just tired, boo. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm a little tired. I appreciate it.
Today, it says save money. Mm. The only factor you can control generates one of the only things that matters. The only factor you can control generates one of the only things that matter.
The only factor you can control generates the one thing that matters.
That's facts.
Dang, that is true.
That's true. The one factor that you can control generates the only thing that matters. That's keys with key. I ain't even got to say much on that. Y'all got to just let that sink in.
Yeah, let that one marinate.
And then it says after that, how wonderful.
Hey, that's the cherry on the top y'all, right there.
Get y'all a book.
Yeah.
Get y'all a book.
I be telling y'all to read, and I don't be doing it, but I be telling y'all.
We gonna work on it.
Facts.
But you gotta get off your chest.
What do I have to get off my chest? I'm gonna tell y'all this, you know, I'm to piggyback off of what I was just saying, but be assertive and like the stuff y'all do. I'm about to make a change in my life and do that. So I just want y'all, to be encouraged to do the same as well. Yeah, that's all I got today.
What I gotta get off my chest is on the days that you feel like you got the most to complain about is the days you have to be the most grateful for what you complaining about. Mm. Because it's like, today I feel like I had a lot of stuff to complain about. Mm. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I was just in the mood, or maybe I'm just tired. But it's like, when I felt myself beginning to complain, I just kind of felt mad at myself, because I was like, dang, like, there's so many things I'm grateful for. Like, anything that's worth having is not come easy. It does not come easy. You're so right. It's like the days where you just feel like it's the hardest, that's the days you be the most grateful.
Mm-hmm.
That you even got the energy to even have this.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you, boo.
No problem, babe. No problem. But look, I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. Like we say, we're gonna be giving y'all recaps of the games.
Sunday nights.
Yeah, Sunday nights. Make sure y'all get the audio only version of the podcast, or tune in to it, I should say, on Apple Music Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can listen to it for free. YouTube side of things, make sure y'all subscribe to the podcast. We're almost to 300 subscribers.
Yeah, don't forget about the raffle, guys.
Yeah.
Do not forget.
Like she was just speaking on, we're doing a raffle for $200 worth of groceries. If you get this channel, Tova TV, to 500 subscribers, and more Tova to 200 subscribers, and you know, we'll put names in the jar and then raffle it off. But yeah, make sure y'all subscribe, like, share with y'all peoples, and comment down below anything that you see or want to talk about in the comments. You know, go ahead, wild out, do y'all thing.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. But yeah, we'll see y'all.
Comment about the game.
Facts. And we'll see y'all in the next podcast, and I hope y'all enjoy it. Peace.
Peace.